This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on, as you can very well tell. Anyway, visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also, of course, New California State, newcaliforniastate.com. The 51st state of the union. If you'd like to call in, the telephone number to call in is 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. We're going to be talking a lot about what's going on in California, New California, and Tucker Carlson. I met last night. It's kind of interesting running into him. Just great guy. Very engaging. I mean, gosh. He is the man. There's no question about it. He is doing a great job. You got to like the show, of course. Some people don't like his show. I like it. You know, it's been rough at times, I think, adjusting to some of the things. But he's done a fantastic job, and he is sort of like the new Bill O'Reilly. Should I say that or make that comparison? I don't think so. They're two different, very different types of folks, you know. But Tucker's very engaging. He's very self-effacing. You know, he is really something else. And it's wonderful, actually. It's wonderful and he made the comment last night. We're here in Oakland. And Oakland, of all places, right? And thinking, oh, my God, well, he's from the Bay Area, actually, from California. He's a California boy. He's a California fella. Shouldn't say boy, right? Anyway, he was very, very engaging, talking about his new book called Ship of Fools. Now, he didn't really talk about the book, but he talked about, you know, liberals and the swamp and draining the swamp and, you know, what the Donald Trump effect was, you know. It's classic stuff. sort of the Donald Trump coming in and slaying the dragon, the beast, if you will, of the Democrat. The Democrats, everybody in, when you go to D.C., it's kind of interesting because everybody is a Democrat. I mean, you know, you go to CPAC, and CPAC is actually held usually at the Gaylord Hotel, which is in Montgomery County, in Maryland. Right there, you can see Washington, D.C. there across the Potomac. It's beautiful, actually. It's beautiful. Quite awesome. Anyway, can you imagine? I mean, this is kind of this is a throwback now. 1776, this 1500s, they start exploring and settling into, well, what would become the United States on the East Coast. Can you imagine the people when they came from the ships across the Shining Sea? When they came across and they looked at the bounty, the woods, the forest, all the stuff that was here in the United States at the time, going, wow, this is all ours. Can you fathom the thought process? You know, seriously. I mean, it's pretty cool when you think about it, what happened and how it's happened. And it continues to happen. And it's going to continue in the spirit of the founding fathers and everybody else. This is New California. Which was pretty businesslike in New California last night with several people that we ran into. It was pretty interesting. And the prospect, I mean, the whole evening was spent talking really about things that are concerning New California. But nobody kind of got that. Us, the New Californians that were there, we totally got it. We're totally excited, energized, if you will, because we know we're on the right track. Even nationally, the nation's calling out for a New California. But Tucker was pretty good. In fact, he was excellent. I would say I would rate him a 10 out of a 10. I'd even give him an 11. You know, like a GPA 4.0. Oh, you can't get passport. Oh, you can't. Well, what about a 4.5? Let's just stretch it out there. And, you know, we can surprise the college. Oh, that high school, they give 4.5 GPAs. Really? How do they do that? Honors class. Yeah, that. I mean, all that stuff. Just to try to shine the apple to get you into a college, right? Anything to shine that apple. Anyway, that was a term that was always used by a vice principal friend of mine. Always shine the apple. Some of these counselors are better at shining the apple than others. Some people we let the apple rot, right? Yeah, dropouts. Yeah, that's the way people talk. I don't. I resented that. I hated that. I didn't like the shining apple business either too much. Because what are you doing about the other apples in the bend, right? Get it? That's my thinking. What about the other apples? The ones at the bottom of the bend and the ones at the top, you're always shining. It was sort of a sense of arrogance is my point. I never really shared it with everybody else, but shining the apple to get into college is 8 point, you know, as soon as you have an 8.5 GPA, right? I mean, theoretically, just the sky is the limit. There's numbers and there's math and we can just do whatever we want to do, right? That's the logic that was there. That was the logic that was there. And I'm going to watch my clock here. You know, the thing is, once I get going on these little rants and raves, I stop watching the clock. That's never a good thing in radio. You got to watch the clock. You got to pay attention, Paul. Huh? Spunky, you got to pay attention. Anyway, are you out there, Spunky? I know you're out there. Anyway, okay, so Tucker Carlson was great. He was absolutely fantastic. I'd give him an 11 out of 11. I'm going to give him a 12. How's that? Raise the bar. Anyway, yeah, he was funny, he was witty, and he was absolutely spot on as an assessment about where Donald Trump is, where he's been going, what's been happening, and how he got there. And it was really a fair and balanced approach. It really was. I really appreciate that. But it was also something he brought up. And in that room, a couple hundred people, I think. Maybe, a couple hundred people. It was pretty interesting. And he made comment about this. He looked around and he said, you know, here I am in the Bay Area. And I'm in this room with all of you, and we're all like-minded, and it really feels good. You know, there was serious group think last night. Serious group think. And it was very enjoyable because everybody was all the radioactivity going on there. The mind springs from one mind to another was all the same. It was harmonizing. And so, you know, the polarizing, that's happening under Donald Trump, I think, is having really an effect even in the Bay Area. And I say this because we are hearing here at New California, we are hearing more and more and more from the Bay Area. I mean, really been hearing from the Bay Area and people squawking, going, you know, squawking, squawking. We want to be in New California. Well, and of course, that's just not going to happen. It's just not, you know, we got close with Alameda. We brought in Alameda Rural. It just actually makes a lot of sense. It's not even really close because we're not going to get into the urban area. That's not going to be New California. But the rural area, and talking to the folks in the rural area, it makes a lot of sense, of course, but it makes just sense about what we've been doing in terms of gathering up land for New California. And people are happy. I mean, there's a sense of relief and hope. The despair oftentimes leaves because people realize there's something in the wind, and it's happening. And again, it's not when it's going to happen. It's, you know, I mean, it's not, it, is it happening? And when it's going to happen? It's happening right now. It's a process. It's in play. It's moving forward. That's the great thing about New California. Okay, anyway, so enough about that, but we've got all kinds of stuff coming up. I'm going to play for you in the next segment, just a couple minutes, of Victor Davis Hanson on Tucker Carlson. And it's very, very interesting because Victor Davis Hanson, this was done just a couple days ago. I think it was Monday. No, it was Friday last week. And but to give you an idea where Victor Davis Hanson comes from, you start to realize, you know, wait a minute. This is starting to sound a lot like New California. Yeah, they're parroting back everything about New California. Not just him, everybody else is too. They must listen to our grievances.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for
Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra.
Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operator 3, again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
got Victor Davis Hanson. And this is a vignette. It's only a few minutes long. And he's talking to Tucker Carlson the other night on the Tucker Carlson, you know, show. Tucker. Anyway, and now Victor Davis Hanson has really been spot on in assessments about California, what's been going on. So I want you to listen to this because he talks about New California. And this is just the other day when this happened on Tucker Carlson Friday night, actually. So here we go.
Let me bring you another installment in our ongoing story about California and its long descent from a middle-class utopia, an inspiration to the rest of the world, to the kind of place that Donald Trump wouldn't want immigration from. For example, third world countries are known for election fraud. California's DMV has just admitted to accidentally registering more than 1,500 non-citizens to vote. Los Angeles, meanwhile, is grappling with an epidemic of typhus. In this country, typhus. In San Francisco, an app called SnapCrap, disgusting but true, has just launched to help residents there report local waste on the sidewalk to the government. Victor Davis Hanson is, like me, a native Californian. He's a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. His family's been there for six generations in the same house. He joins us tonight. Victor Davis Hanson, it's an honor to have you on the set.
Thank you.
After all these years of talking to you by remote. So let's just stand back really quickly and ask the obvious question. How did the greatest state go to what it is now?
You know, it was a perfect storm, Tucker. First of all, we had $3 trillion come in for capitalization of Facebook, Google, and Apple, and it convinced millions of people in that area where the money was concentrated, Hollywood, the big universities along that coast, that they were not subject to the ramifications of their own ideology. So they could afford to dream and have all of these restrictions, greater regulations, green utopian ideas, and it was always going to affect other people, mostly in the interior, but not always. So housing went up because of the regulations, small businesses fled, taxes. We had the highest basket of gasoline sales and income taxes in the nine states.
But that doesn't make sense. I mean, the taxes in Saudi Arabia are very low because they have, like the Bay Area, this... like.
But there were other elements to this disaster, unfortunately. We had about 10 to 15 million people who came across the southern border without legality, without English, without a high school diploma, and not on a meritocratic basis. So all of a sudden, California became a medieval society. It's like a keep. The coastal strip is the castle keep where the elite live, and everybody else serves them, and the middle class has fled, and we have one-third of all welfare recipients in the United States. 20% of the state lives below the poverty line, yet we have the most billionaires. So it's a pre-modern and it's a postmodern society where you pay taxes and you get schools that are 46th in the nation and infrastructure that Forbes rated 49th. Thank God for Mississippi.
So the rest of Arkansas used to say that. Yeah. Now it's California.
Yeah.
So the rest of us and our viewers who don't live in California must be thinking, well, okay, but what does it have to do with us? Should we be worried about this in the rest
of
the country?
Yeah, I think so, because California gave us Dick Majan, Reagan, Pete Wilson, and it was sudden. It flipped suddenly to a one-party state, and that was this weird new combination of the Democratic Party. It's a pyramidal society where very wealthy... America's wealthy people are left-wing now. They're very ultra-wealthy.
Yes.
And then they have a subsidized poor on the bottom. And that was the paradigm that over-regulated, over-taxed, and sent people out of the state.
Because that's one question that I honestly don't understand. So let's say you're the 41-year-old multi-billionaire who owns Twitter.
Yeah.
And 10 minutes away, people are dying of ODs on the sidewalk. Why don't you... do something. I mean, Carnegie would have, Rockefeller would
have. You feel guilty about your wealth, so in the abstract, you can afford to be left-wing and help the, quote, poor, while your kids go to in the Menlo Park, Sacred Heart, or Castalea.
Yeah.
And then you have a big...
My
walls.
Mother went to Castalea.
Remember, walls don't work on the southern border, but they sure work in Atherton and Hillsborough around your estate.
Yes.
So you have ways with your power, wealth, and influence to navigate around the ramifications of your own ideology, and that's what they do.
But you'd think they would want to help the people right outside their door.
You think so. You go to Redwood City, which is the service area for Silicon Valley, and poor Mexican-American people are living six and seven families to a house right under the noses of these people. So I don't think they're very liberal at all.
No, they're not. They're not liberal at all.
No, and they've ruined the state.
They've ruined the state. That's a fact, Jack. They have ruined the state. That's why we're New California, right? because they have ruined the state. California's screaming. That's the segment that they do. So anyway, that's what do you say to that? What you say is that's real. This is what is really, really happening in California. This is what's happening to the rest of the nation. Hello, it's starting to. As more wealth is accumulated out there in the nation, this is going to happen if this stuff is allowed, that you have a monoparty system. And this is exactly, I mean, everything he's been saying, we've been saying in our, everything he comes to the point. I think it's kind of interesting the way some of these hoity-toity ones, the ones that are the thinkers out there, all of a sudden they're thinking about New California. They must be reading our stuff. And we know they are. We've been talking about the monoparty system now for almost 39 weeks. Hello. It's resonating. One party system. Yeah. So finally, a thinker. Now we're into the 39th week of all this stuff. We're moving on to 40 grievances. And finally, we're getting some headway where the group think is now starting. Monoparty system. How does that work? And of course, we explain it. We're explaining it. New California is explaining it to the world. Hello? What's wrong with you people? Wake up. Is a delay so long for you that you have to admit that what New California is creating is correct? Is it so long of a delay for you to understand this? You massive thinkers out there in Washington, you massive thinkers out here in California, is it just too much for you to understand and come? No comprende? No comprende? Nuevo California. No comprende. Yeah, we don't get it. Wake up. I guess the theme for today's show is wake up. Wake up about slavery and wake up about what got you slavery here in California and what is about to enslave you unless you support New California. The only way out of this box is a new state called New California. Now, that's going to take another 55 weeks for that to sink into some people. Because we're not going to stop New California until it does sink in with everybody. That's a fact, Jack. Bank on it. Now we're getting a few people 40 weeks in, right? 40 weeks into the Declaration of Independence. Nope. Do you understand this is a process we're going through? We declared independence on January 15th, 2018. And we spun off the process, which is now going to go for 55 more weeks. We started it. We went to 40. We're at 40, and it's starting to sink in finally. In the psyche, it sure crept in with Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump back in March about what we're doing. We know that. Now, all of a sudden, the great thinkers in California are going, maybe those people at New California might have it right. Maybe the citizens rising up in California and wanting to throw off the shackles of the slave traders in Sacramento, in San Francisco, in Hollywood. Maybe these people that were throwing off these shackles that live in rural huts and hobbles, right? Maybe they do know something after all. Maybe they gain a little bit of insight by what? Something called the Declaration of Independence. In the Bill of Rights. In the Constitution that was written in the late 1700s.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so Tucker Carlson last night, yeah, he did a great job of slaying the dragon with Donald Trump. That's an inside joke. That is absolutely an inside joke. Okay, so let's talk about Kevin DeLeon. My little bio checker here sends me this text. Kevin DeLeon was born in Los Angeles to Carmen Osorio and Andreas Leon, Kevin de Leon. Both his parents were born in Guatemala, with his father being of full or partial Chinese descent. But you didn't know that. His mother moved to Guatemala, from Guatemala to Tijuana, TJ. In the 1960s, she later moved to Los Angeles, a single mother with two children, to work as a housekeeper, where she met De Leon's father. De Leon. See, he goes by De Leon, changes it. His father was largely absent, and his mother married to a man of Mexican descent, taking the name Carmen Orocio Nunez and relocated to San Diego. His mother divorced, and De Leon was raised in Logan Heights neighborhood in San Diego by his mother. He also spent part of his youth. I've got that little tick when it comes to youth. Spent part of his youth. There you go. You know, it's the ADD business. No, or is it ADHD? I don't know. It's ABC. He spent part of his youth in TJ, Baja, California. That's, of course, Baja, California, Mexico, where his stepfather's family was located. He strongly identifies with Mexican culture. Of course he would. The first in his family to graduate from high school, he briefly attended the University of California at Santa Barbara. A good Catholic institution. Before dropping out, he later earned a bachelor's degree from Pitzer College in 2003. While attending UC Santa Barbara, he began going by Kevin De Leon, though he has never legally changed his name. Now, I ask you this. Is this another Pocahontas thing? Think about it. This is a... In other words, he wants... See, the argument has always been about Kevin Leon, that he identifies more as a Mexican, so he changes and gets the day out there. Deo. No, De Leon. Basically, to spruce up his name to be more ethnically correct, because Leon, if he's going by Leon, I mean, that might sound a little Frenchy or whatever, but it doesn't sound like De Leon, right? Doesn't sound as Mexican or Hispanic. So, is he doing a Pocahontas on us? Is he really Guatemalan and Chinese? And he's not Mexican at all? I know, but he's still of Hispanic descent. So, you know, but why the De Leon? Because he wants to sound more culturally in tune with the Mexican population in California. That's the only reason why. I mean, now, he might not say that, but, you know, he does admit, as Senate pro tem, why does a guy, listen, this guy's a putz. I got something for you. This guy's a total putz, and he's not a lawful guy. I mean, Kevin De Leon has been known for years to not follow the law, nor does he want to follow the law. You know, that's just Kevin De Leon for you. I don't think I have the Kevin De Leon thing. Oh, I do. God, here we go. This is going to drive... Listen, I know this drives some people nuts, but I like driving people nuts. I mean, come on. This is from one of our things about Kevin De Leon. You probably heard this. I couldn't resist this when I saw this on tape, and I recorded it. But this will kind of give you the feel about how many Californians feel about Kevin Leon.
News Network.
Here we go. This is one of the beginnings of our show, you might recall. Here we go. Listen to this.
Shame on you! Lawbreaker! Shame on you, Kevin De Leon! Lawbreaker! Shame on you, lawbreaker! You're a lawbreaker, Kevin De Leon! You're a lawbreaker, Kevin De Leon!
Lawbreaker!
Shame on you! Shame on you,
lawbreaker!
Lawbreaker!
Well, you get the sentiment there, right? And, you know, nobody wants to talk about Leon. Well, we do. You know, we're going to open it up about Kevin De Leon because, you know, see, this is the guy who's supposed to replace DiFi. This guy's the replacement for somebody else who somebody else and somebody else. He's just a potted plant. That's all he is. That's all he is just he's a stranger in paradise, so to speak. Wouldn't you say? I mean, he's a young guy, very young, very immature. See, this is what happens when you go down to the state capital of California. You realize that the monoparty system has put in monoparty people. You know, at least if you have a two-party system, these people have to bounce ideas off one another. But a monoparty system, that's just mono, one-on-one, right? It's all groupthink the same way. Just like I was saying the other night, you know, last night, it was groupthink. What happens when you have groupthink that's communist think? Hello? Oh, I said it, didn't I? I crossed that little blood-brain barrier, didn't I, with the word communism. Because that's exactly what he is, and that's exactly what this monoparty system is in California. It's communism. We have to fess up and face up that this is where we are now in California. We got 1 foot in to communism. 1 foot still kind of hesitantly stuck in socialism. But sooner or later, if this is not stopped, then it will be full-on, full-bore communist. I mean, you heard Victor Davis Hanson talk about this just a second ago. We have the castle elites in the coastal strip, and then everybody else, the poor beggars out there, they're getting poorer by the day. Higher poverty that you cannot believe in California. By the way, Oakland, it's kind of interesting. There's fewer of the Oakland poor or homeless people. At least that's what I saw last night. Because, I mean, gosh, before. But, you know, in Los Angeles, no, it's still the same. Everybody living underneath the bush. Yep. Just underneath the bush, just like they do in Mexico. But go down to Mexico. I spent quite a bit of time down in Mexico. I'll tell you, it's not a pretty place. And they don't like gringos. The government there does not like gringos. Doesn't like Americans. We need to understand that. However, Donald Trump seems to understand that. And, of course, when we hit him upside the head with NAFTA, Donald Trump got responses. Draining the swamp, Donald Trump style. Right? Because that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what's happening right now. But California is a problem. And there's only one cure for it. New California. A new state. That's the only thing that's going to cure this problem. And give everybody, listen, everybody in California, you want a happy workers' paradise? We'll give it to you. Absolutely. You'll have your nice little islands of workers' utopia. You can be the Placentia grass eaters. You can be any utopian society that you want to be. You can be the open society. George Soros, he can fund it for you. Why not, right? I mean, you'll burn through Soros' billions in less than a year. Maybe 1 month. I don't know. I'm just babbling. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
You can call in 215-867-8255. New California is a topic. California is a topic. Well, shall remain the topic for the remainder of the show. That's just the way it goes. And by the way, gosh, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We know you're listening because we can see the numbers, which is really kind of neat. That's the thing about digital. You can see the numbers. You see, it's like real live things going on right now. New California. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, this whole New California. It really is. About how things are happening, and so quickly they're happening. That's the thing. California has got to change, and it will change. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's going to... The reality check is certainly here. This is an article by Steve Frank came out. San Francisco closed for business. This is actually prompted by, what is this? Castro Merchants Neighborhood. Closed for business by Lori J. Flynn in the Alta magazine. It says here, this plays right into what Victor Davis Hanson was talking about. It says here, salaries in San Francisco are higher than just about anywhere else in the United States, and the Bay Area's economy is one of the nation's fastest growing. Overpaid tech workers compete to live in high-rise apartments that didn't even exist a few years ago. It's stack and pack, anyone? So with all this happy commerce, why do some parts of San Francisco look like ghost towns? Now, this was a very interesting question that came up with people last night, yesterday, in the travel down to into O-Town, all these empty buildings. And, you know, in California, there's empty buildings everywhere. It's just not just that. But, you know, people are finally waking up in San Francisco. Hey, these buildings are empty. Why? Well, gee, I asked Jerry Brown. Asked downtown Jerry Brown. Oh, by the way, Jerry Brown used to be the mayor of O-Town. O-Town, or Oakland, California, as it's affectionately known, in O-Town, Oakland, California. That was the bevy, the haunt. And actually, that's really where it shouldn't surprise you. But the California Democratic Party has its offices there in Oakland, California. And by the way, who shares the office with Jerry Brown? Downtown Jerry Brown. He's always had his office there. Does that mean he owns the Democratic Party? No. He now owns the Mono Party. Let's get that right. They're going to have to change their name to the Mono Party. M. You know, like the big M that shows up on Gmail when you open it up. There's that big M for male. No, it's monoparty. MP. Not military police, but monoparty. And we can put an S, monoparty system of California. In some neighborhoods, storefronts still sit vacant for years. A single block of Balboa Street in the Richmond District, a stretch of apartment buildings and single-family homes along the northern length of Golden Gate Park, has at least half a dozen empty storefronts. And one of those has been vacant for almost a decade. Socialism at its finest. It's not even, it's fine. It hasn't honed itself, guys. When you get all the buildings vacant in an area, then you got pure socialism. Yeah, don't you love it? Man, oh man. Come on, let's kick everybody out. We don't need no stinking buildings. The city's overall vacancy rate is relatively low, 3.3%. That's what they report. But in certain neighborhoods, such as the Castro, the vacancy rate routinely hovers above 10%, according to surveys, despite the booming economy. The biggest culprit behind all this retail blight, not surprisingly, is changing consumer habits. Online purchases now account for roughly 10% of all shopping in the United States. Blame it on the consumer. What about all those entrepreneurs and startups? Where are they going? Now, I say that because we just reported from this, you know, Lori J. Flynn of Alta, meaning upper, Alta needs to kind of get their act together and talk to the San Francisco Business Times, who came out with a scathing article about this vacancy rate business on Monday. So they're conflicted. So what I suggest is, Lori, call the San Francisco Business Times, and you guys talk it out and get your story straight and write a joint story so we're not getting this schizophrenic approach. Roses are red, violets are blue, and I'm a schizophrenic, and so are you. No, so am I. And me and you. We're all schizophrenics. The biggest culprit, they say, they're blaming it on, not surprisingly, is the changing consumer. It's you, consumers. You're the culprit, right? That's my point here. But the Amazon generation is only part of the story. San Francisco's retail blight can be blamed on high rent. Oh, here we go. Okay, good for you. Okay. Truth for you. Lax government enforcement. I'm sorry. A cumbersome permitting process and a general wariness of large retail chains. Throw in some greedy landlords, many of them out-of-towners, who rarely set foot in the neighborhoods, and it's the perfect storm for retail vacancies. Yeah, there it is. Daniel Berzerak, president of the Castro Merchants Neighborhood Association. Castro area. What goes on there? That's where men walk around with chaps on and nothing else. I'm sorry, have you seen this? That's why I never go down there. It's debauchery. Chaps. You know, chaps, riding chaps. You know, you get up on your steed and ride along, but you're riding bareback, if you know what I mean. Says, here we go. An owner of a dog grooming business called Mud Puppies. I'm not making this up. I'm not. Mud Puppies. Does he wear chaps or does he wear puppies? Would like to see San Francisco's tax vacant properties more severely. Great. You mud puppy, you. Call out the taxation, guys. Anyway, enough said on the chaps and mud puppies. More taxes, please. San Francisco. Aha. We'll be back.
Time.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We got a lot of other stuff to talk about, but we have to run for time now. We've had such a wonderful time with you, and we really do enjoy our time with you. We really appreciate your listenership, and we certainly, all the great things that you do for New California and for Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. That's the quickest way to get there. You can email me, paul at a21r.com, paul at a21r.com. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, which is really, it's starting to happen big time, actually. And I really do appreciate the listenership that we've gotten going on there, too. Anyway, I'm going to get cleared out of here. And we got a lot of stuff coming up. And tomorrow, you don't want to miss the show. We got a lot of good stuff going on there, too. It's already getting toward. This is hump day. It's a humper. This is hump day. And I want to thank all of you humpers out there for giving us hump day. I mean, come on. You guys have got to lighten up. Quit taking it so serious. All this winning. Absolutely. Are you tired of winning yet? I'm not. And I got to tell you what, the big win's coming. It's called New California. That's the big win. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.